Hello there. Get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Vic and Sade. Vic and Sade, written by Paul Reimer, is brought to you each weekday by Procter & Gamble, the makers of new Sure Mix Crisco.
Hey, Jim, come on out and play for a while.
Yeah, as soon as I finish my cake.
Well, bring it along.
Ah, Nix, you grab it. And this is devil's food with marshmallow icing. Oh, boy, my mom makes the best cakes.
Yeah, they're awful good. Oh, come on now, Jim. It won't hurt you to divvy up with a pal.
All the fellas are Jimmy's pals, especially when he's got some of that wonderful cake his mother makes. Why, her cakes are so velvety and so light, you could almost hold them up with a feather. Now, that's because Jim's mother uses the new Sure Mix Crisco for her cakes. Yes, it's the amazing new Crisco that makes your cakes lighter, actually lighter than any other shortening we know of. But then, Crisco is so different from any other shortening at your store. It sure is. And you know why? Well, it's because Crisco is made by an exclusive process that you don't get in any other shortening. And thanks to that remarkable process, only Crisco can bring you the wonderful benefits of active blending in your cake batter. Now, the first time you mix up a Crisco batter, you'll see what I mean by active blending. Because right before your very eyes, you'll see that the Crisco just seems to pull all the eggs and sugar and flour together and then blend them so thoroughly, so completely, that you get a batter as smooth as satin. A batter that's much smoother than when you use other shortenings. And believe me, those smoother Crisco batters give you lighter cakes. If you want lighter cakes, it's purely up to you. Crisco is waiting to give them to you. Make one of your favorite cakes. Use the same recipe, the same ingredients. Don't change a thing but your shortening. This time, use the new Sure Mix Crisco. That cake can prove that Crisco gives you lighter cakes than any other shortening. Well, sir, it's 15 minutes past 9 o'clock in the morning as our scene opens now. And here in the living room of the small house halfway up in the next block, we find Mrs. Victor Gook all by herself. Mrs. Gook is at the telephone chatting with her friend and confidant, Mrs. Frederick Stenbottom. And we hear her say, regretfully,
"Gee, Ruthie, I'd like to, but I'm afraid I just can't. No, I've laid out a whole big smear of work for myself this morning. I thought I'd clean my downstairs and really get in the corners. Yes, I've been kind of slighting my dust in here lately. Giving stuff just a lick and a promise, don't you know? Well, if you're going downtown to Hamilton's, you might pick me up a dozen or so wash rags, if they're what they're cracked up to be in the advertisement. Oh, I'll leave it to you what to pay. Sure.
Anybody home?
Uh-huh. Just a second, Ruthie. Somebody out in back. Yes?
Sadie!
Hello, Uncle Fletcher. I'm in the living room.
Why?
It's Uncle Fletcher, Ruthie. Uh-huh. Oh, he's apt to drop in any time. I'm afraid I'll have to send him along about his business. Yes, I'm determined to put this house to rights this morning.
Glorious day, Sadie.
Well, Ruthie, I'd love to run downtown with you, lady, but I guess I better not. You go ahead and see what you can accomplish on the wash rag question.
Somebody or other on the telephone?
All right. Well, call me up this noon and report on how you come out. You bet. All righty, Ruthie. Goodbye. Well, Uncle Fletcher.
Good morning, Sadie.
Good morning. You look fresh and bright.
Yes. Glorious day.
Uh-huh. I haven't been out, but I noticed through the window it looked nice.
Vic gone to the office, likely.
Oh, goodness, long ago.
Fine. Rush off to school, I expect.
Yes, he left the house with his father.
I hope the teacher don't have to flog you. Strolled over to Ed Horner's gasoline station after breakfast and found out by George Ed's homesick in bed.
Nothing serious.
Oh, no. Hmm. Chest cold's all. Hmm. Ed ought to be up and around by tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Young Ollie Price is running the gas station while Ed's sick.
Oh, really?
You busy doing something, Sadie?
Oh, I got time to visit a little bit.
Going someplace, are you?
Oh, lands, no. Just had an invitation to go someplace, though. That was Miss Stenbottom on the phone just now. The Hamiltons are having a big sale on wash rags this morning. She called up to ask me to run down with her.
Why?
But I got work mapped out. Gonna get after this downstairs and really make it shine.
Uh-huh.
Been putting it off for days.
No, I just happened to be passing by.
Well, I'm glad you stopped in. I'm afraid, though, you'll have to excuse me pretty soon, because if I'm going to accomplish... Watch your elbow, Uncle Fletcher.
Oh, cup and saucer, huh?
Oh, I shouldn't have left them on the arm of the davenport. I brought coffee in here after breakfast while I looked over last evening's newspaper. Here, I'll take care of
them. Sit still. I can just keep
hey.
Up. Uh-oh. Granted, I went to pick up the half-wit saucer by the bottom so no coffee'd spill out and damage the carpet.
Where
I should have used both hands and picked up the cup by the handle and seen to it that the saucer...
Accidents happen. No harm done.
Uh-huh.
I'll go get a cloth.
All right.
Believe that coffee cup was chipped anyway.
Yes. You say you're going to clean the downstairs this morning?
Clean and dust.
I'll help dust.
Oh, no.
Sure, I'll help dust.
Well, I couldn't think of it for a minute, Uncle Fletcher.
Bring a dust rag. I'll help dust. Got nothing else particular to do anyway.
Oh, wait a second while I fetch a cloth to wipe up that coffee. I've got one right here on the buffet.
Bring a chamois skin dust rag if you got it, Sadie. I like chamois skin dust rags when I dust.
We'll talk about it when I get back.
I'll pick up these hunks of busted cup and saucer.
All right.
Sadie?
Yeah?
I'll pick up these hunks of busted cup and saucer.
All right.
No, what I should have done was grab the lay-braid dishes with both hands. What I made my mistake was just using the one hand.
I can hear what you're saying.
What?
I was just going to say if you... Oh, you didn't pick up the broken cup and saucer yet.
Fine. Drop the chamois skin, did you?
I don't have any chamois skin.
Chamois skins will make first-rate dust rags. Paula can get a good grip on a chamois skin.
Uncle Fletcher, I'm just not going to consider you helping me with the housework. I've got the job all mapped out exactly the way I want it done.
There, I'll pick up them pieces.
All right.
As long as I've done the busting. I'm the party that ought to break her back, picking up the glass.
Mm.
Got chamois skins for both of us, have you?
There's not a chamois skin in the house.
You just got one chamois skin. Save it for yourself.
I haven't got any chamois skin.
I can use some old worn-out rag. Say, long as I'm on my hands and knees, I might as well look around the rug here. See if I can't find my glasses case.
Well, it won't be down there.
Lost my half-wit glasses case last week.
I've gone over the rug since last week, I think.
No, don't seem to be able to locate it.
Mm-hmm.
Funny thing.
Uh-huh.
No place inside.
Well, I'm sure you couldn't have left it here.
Why?
Somebody would have found it by this time.
Yes. By George, I must be getting old. Kind of a job for me to get up off my hands and knees.
I'll pick up the pieces of cup and saucer if you'll just move to one side here.
Why, I never done that. Went to all the trouble squatting down on the floor and then never picked up the busted dishes.
Well, I will.
No, now, you take it easy.
Yeah.
Oh, what? Just a trifle stiffened with the joints is my trouble.
I think I'll pitch in with my dusting if you don't mind, Uncle Fletcher. Getting on for 10 o'clock, and if I'm going to come...
I believe that's the Nitwit telephone again.
Yes.
You better go ahead and answer. Take me so long to get up off my hands and knees. The party probably hang up thinking nobody was home.
Hello? Oh, yes, Miss Trogle. Fine as silk, thanks. And you folks? Elegant. Oh? Well, Miss Trogle, Miss Simbottom just now phone asked me to do that same thing. No, I'm afraid I can't. No, I've mapped out a great big smear of work around the house here.
Boy.
I thought I'd give my downstairs a going over. Needs it just terrible bad, and I promised myself I'd get after it this morning.
Say.
So I guess I better say no this time, Miss Trogle. I can't go back on the promise I made myself, you know.
What'll I do with these hunks of cup and saucer, Sadie?
Yes, according to the paper, the Hamiltons are almost giving good quality wash rags away.
What'll I do with this junk, Sadie?
Just a second, Uncle Fletcher. Uh-huh. Well, I'd like to, but I'd better not. Some other day soon we will. You bet. Well, thanks anyway for asking me, Miss Trogle. Uh-huh. Yes, indeedy, I will. Goodbye, Miss Trogle.
Where do you want this busted cup and saucer, Sadie?
Oh, if you'll put them here in my apron, I'll take them out in the kitchen. Oh,
by George.
Well, you couldn't have expected them to stay in your hands the way you were holding them.
Fine. No, they slipped on me. It happens occasionally. You'll take busted cups and saucers 9 times.
Well, don't get down on your hands and knees anymore.
I'm the party that broke the halfway.
I can pick up the chunks just by leaning over. You stay on your feet.
All right. Where's my chamois skin? I'll come out dusting the floor lamp. Where's my chamois skin, Sadie?
I haven't got any chamois skin.
I'll commence dusting the floor lamp.
Well, the floor lamp don't require dusting. I use a damp cloth on the floor lamp.
Lock and telephone.
Wait, I'll answer it.
Ring this off every morning, does it?
No.
Fine. I remember Yarder's grocery store going
to
Belvedere.
Oh, yes, Miss Bryan.
They had one of the first telephones ever installed in that part
of
the town.
Well, yes, I am busy. I'm going to clean my downstairs. Oh, are you? Well, both Miss Stenbaum and Miss Trogle called and asked me to go with them to Hamilton's. Uh-huh. Wonderful bargains, I guess. Uh-huh. I'd like to, Miss Brighton, and thanks very much, but I'm just determined to put this place to rights today. Yes. Well, we'll do it next time. All right, Miss Brighton. You bet. Goodbye.
I started to tell you, Sadie, about the old Tom Yarder that ran the grocery so long in Belvedere years ago. Another fellow by South thought we'd play a joke on old Tom, so we fixed it up.
What are you doing with that floor lamp?
Beg pardon?
Where'd you get that rag?
This rag?
Isn't that the rag I...
Found it on the arm of the Davenport there.
Well, that's the rag I brought in to mop up the spilled coffee with.
Fine. Oh, I just...
Well, don't rub my lamp with it. You'll ruin... Hey!
What's the matter
here?
Well,
catch it before it falls.
Half-wit floor lamp.
Oh. Couldn't you see it was going to fall? Couldn't you put out your hands and caught it when you noticed it was...
Telephone's ringing, Sadie.
Just leave the floor lamp where it is.
Telephone is ringing.
I'll answer it.
No, what happened was... I went to...
Oh, yes, Miss Donahue? Yes, I understand there is. Why, I'd love to. Yes. Yes, I've got quite a few on hand, but a person can always use wash rags. Yes. Why, I can be ready to leave in 10 minutes. Yes. All right, meet you out in front. All right, Miss Donahue. Goodbye.
What happened, Sadie?
Uncle Fletcher, I'm going downtown shopping.
Oh?
There's a big wash rag sale on at Hamilton's. I think I better take advantage of.
Fine.
I'm leaving in 10 minutes.
Uh-huh. I guess I left my hat out on the kitchen table.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block. And there we leave Vic and Sade until the next time. Say, have you discovered how fast your sleepy family can tumble out of bed in the morning when there's crispy slices of French toast for breakfast?
Mm-mm.
How wonderful they are, all golden brown and piping hot with plenty of thick, sweet syrup. And how digestible that French toast is, too, when you fry it the Crisco way. Because Sure Mix Crisco, you know, is a pure, all-vegetable shortening. Crisco's digestible. In fact, when a question was sent to doctors by a leading medical publication, 2 out of every 3 doctors who replied specifically called attention to Crisco's digestibility. But just wait till you see how fresh and sweet this snowy white Crisco is. Then you'll know your Crisco fried foods will be crisp and delicious. And besides, you can fry so economically with Crisco. Why, it costs only a few pennies a week for all your frying. So ask for Crisco today. See what a wonderful difference a pure, all-vegetable shortening can make in your fried foods. And don't forget to listen to Crisco's Vic and Sade the next time. This is Ed Hurley, he's speaking.